On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Don't Be Afraid, Only Believe. And we've learned that God blesses desperate people that believe in Him. And there are three more lessons that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Mark chapter 5, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
In and of ourselves. We don't have enough of what it takes to solve our own problems in and of ourselves. Oh, we try to solve our own problems. I know I'm right, because we got some folks just like this lady in the text. We done tried to solve our own problem, and so we went and spent some money on this professional over there. And we went to that professional over there. And when they couldn't help us over there, we went and spent some more money at that professional over there. And this doctor over here, this psychologist over here, this psychiatrist over here. Oh, we went over there to the rehab place and that rehab place. And we still can't find no help nowhere. And I spent all our money until it's no longer funny. Oh, yeah, we're just like that lady. But then some of us are just like the man. We got the money, but our money can't help us. We got a job, but our job can't help us on this. Oh, we got prestige. We got letters before our name, letters after our name. But that can't help us. As a matter of fact, we even got a title on the door there. A title on the desk there, but your title still can't help you. You are destituted. In other words, your problems is whipping you. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yeah, you got your job, but your job can't help you. Your problems is whipping you. It's whipping you. It's whipping you. As a matter of fact, your back is against the wall. That's the thing about when you get destituted. Your back sometime against the wall. But the good thing about when your back is against the wall, that's when you start coming off the wall looking for Jesus. Yeah. See, sometimes it's not until your back is laying down and you're looking up that you can come up. See, that's where you help. Matter of fact, God waits until you're broken, because there's a blessing in being broken. See, God can't bless you until He done broke you. As long as you believe that there's something that I can do, you won't get on your knees and come, because you think that there's something else that you can, but God, wait till your back is against the wall. That you got a call on the Lord. He wait till you get destituted. Oh, matter of fact, I think I see some destituted people up in the house of the Lord today. But not only do he wait till you get destitute, he wait till you get desperate. Why is it that some folks get blessed and other folks don't get blessed? You ain't desperate enough. You still holding on to your pride. See, as long as you're in the comfort zone, Matter of fact, as long as things is all right in your life, you don't know where the church house at. As long as things is all right in your life, the only time you call on the Lord is when you are using some profanity, when you are taking his name in vain. That's the only time that you call on the Lord. Oh, but see, as long as you got cars, as long as you got houses, as long as your money is all right, you got money in the bank, but let your baby get sick. And this doctor can't help him. That doctor can't help him. That doctor can't. I don't care where you take them, they can't help them. That's when you get desperate. That's when not only do you pocket your pride, but you throw away your pride. And you find yourself down on your knees. And whatever you done called on the Lord in the past, and whether you done cursed him out, that changed now. Oh, no. The Lord is no longer blank in your life. Now he's sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Lord Jesus. Savior Jesus. My Redeemer, my all in all. You call on him now. Why? Because now you're desperate. You need him to do something that nobody else can do. You're desperate. Oh, yeah. And that's what God wait. God wait till you get desperate. If you want to get your needs met, you got to get desperate. You gotta do stuff that you ain't never done before. Like I said, if you want something that you never had, you got to do something you ain't never done. Did you hear what I said? If you want something that you ain't never had, you got to start doing some stuff that you ain't never done. You got to find your way back to the house of the Lord. You got to find your way in that Bible. You got to find your way on your knees. Start doing some stuff that you ain't never done before. Folks ain't never heard you call on the Lord. But you start calling on the name of the Lord. Because the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's how Zacchaeus got his need met. When he saw Jesus, he ran ahead of the crowd. Yes, he did. Went out there on the tree. Yes, he did. Saw Jesus sitting there. Amen. Amen. Waited on Jesus to come back. And when Jesus came back, he jumped down. Went on over to his house. Sometimes you got to go out on the limb in order to get your needs met. You got to be desperate. That's what that lady did. And you don't let no crowd stop you. That lady could have easily said, well, I can't get to Jesus. But she started pressing her way through the crowd. She said, I'm going to make my way to get there to Jesus. Oh, and that's what you got to do. You got to get on your knees if you got to crawl your way on over to Jesus Christ. You crawl to get to Jesus. Because you're desperate. Let me tell you something. God is not in the business of blessing folks who are not hungry. Jesus said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Are you hungry today? See, you can't just be sitting around being cool and stuff. No. When something is wrong in your life, you got to come on up to the altar. Get down on your knees. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. And you don't care who's watching you. You don't care if BB and them talk about you, Bobo and them talk about you. Let them talk about you. You trying to get your knees met. Ah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. You're desperate. You know the problem with the church today? We too cute and we're being cursed. We too cute and we're being cursed. You got to become broken so you can be blessed. Don't be going around being cute and cursed. You don't want no curse on your life. If you're going to break the curse on your life, then you got to be broken. Get down on your knees. Oh, let me shut this down. I ain't even got to my sermon yet. Let me give you two things right quick. Listen, we've been going through Mark, and we've been looking at discipleship. What is Jesus trying to teach his disciples? What was he trying to teach them with these two stories? I think the first lesson he was trying to teach them, number one, there's help for the helpless. Yeah, there's help for the helpless. This lady, she had spent all her money looking for some help, didn't she? Every year, year number one, she went out spending money trying to get some help. The doctors couldn't help her. Year number two, she went out to try to get some more help. Those doctors couldn't help her. Year number three, she went to some more doctors. They told her to try this doctor and that doctor, and she tried this doctor and that doctor. Now it's year number four, and she's still trying different doctors. She done tried this doctor and that. Now it's year number five, and she's trying this. Now it's year number six, and she's still trying doctors. Year number seven, now she's trying specialists and trying this specialist. And that's year number eight, year number nine that came back. And she's still trying more doctors and more specialists. Year 10, year number 11, year number 12. And she's still trying some doctors and the specialists until she ain't got no more money. In other words, there was no help for her. Her situation seemed to be helpless. But somebody told her about Jesus. And when they told her about Jesus, she said, if I can just get over there to him, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. In other words, she said, I believe there's some help for me, but I gotta get to Jesus. I got to get to the right source. I believe if I can just only make it over there, there would be some help for me. And the Bible says she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says that problem that she had was fixed just like that. But then Jesus said something. Jesus says, who touched me? And the disciples said, man, you see everybody pushing and throwing and you ask that question. But Jesus knows the difference between a push and a touch. He knows when somebody is trying to force their way in and somebody else is just touching them. He knows a touch from a push. And Jesus asked that question. Why did he ask that question? He asked that question in order to bring the lady out the crowd. Because this lady needed to know that she done been fixed. Everything is all right now. She needed to know that there was some help for the helpless. But Jairus, he needed to know that there is some help for the helpless. So that's why Jesus asked that question for Jairus' sake. But not only that, the crowd needed to know that there is some help for the helpless. And not only the crowd back then, but the crowd right today. They need to know, somebody up in this room right now, you need to know, regardless what you are going through, that there is some help, oh, for the helpless. I don't know what you done heard this week, but there is some help for the helpless. You may be spending up all your money until it ain't funny no more. But there's some help for the helpless. I don't know how many years you've been spending money, but you've been wasting your money on the doctors, the physician, the rehab places. But there is some help in Jesus Christ. Listen, and what I like about Jesus can help you, and his salvation is free. There is no charge. There's help for the helpless. But number two, there's hope for the hopeless. I think that's what Jesus was trying to teach these disciples, that there's hope for the hopeless. Because when you look at Jairus' situation, it went from bad to worse. As a matter of fact, Jairus and Jesus was on their way to Jairus' house, but then Jairus got word, a messenger came with a bad report, saying, "Don't trouble the master any further. The girl is now dead. Why keep troubling Jesus? She's dead now." But Jesus heard it. Oh, this is good news here. You miss your shout right there. Listen. They was talking to Jairus. But the Bible said Jesus heard it. In other words, Jesus heard the bad report. And Jesus told Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Only believe." Oh, that's good news right there. He says, "Don't be afraid, Jairus. Only be." In other words, things may have changed over there, but I ain't changed. And Jesus kept on going on over to Jairus' house like nothing had ever happened. And when he was going on over there, he could see signs of death. Why? Because different ones was crying. Yeah, they'd already called the professional mourners. They was out crying. The family was crying because she was dead. The friends was crying because she was dead. The mama was probably crying because she was dead. The folks in the room there was probably crying because she was dead. But Jesus told Peter, James, and John, "Y'all come on in here with me." And he took them on in there. And he looked there at that body. No doubt they probably had her covered up. Jesus put the sheet down. And he looked at the girl. She was still dead. And he went there and he touched her by the hand and said, "Talitha kumni," which means, "Little girl, get up." And the little girl that was dead raised up and began to start walking. Lord, have mercy. Jesus still have the power, ladies and gentlemen, to resurrect the dead. Your situation may have changed, but Jesus hadn't changed. Oh, I think he was trying to teach the disciples back then and us right today that there's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what report you done heard today. There's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what the doctors done said. There's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what the psychologist done said. There's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what the psychiatrist done said. There's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what the family members are saying. There's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what the friends are saying. There's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what your boss man done said. There's hope for the hopeless. I don't care what the experts in the community done said. There's hope for the hopeless. So don't be afraid. The doctors may say that it's over with now, but don't be afraid. The counselors may say it's over with now, but don't be afraid. Somebody else may say that that's it now, but don't be afraid. Only believe. We serve the God of the resurrection. Your problem may be dead as a doorknob, but our God is still alive. Don't be afraid. I don't care what they done said. Don't be afraid. I don't care what mama and them done even said. Don't be afraid. I don't care what dad and them done said. Don't be afraid. I don't care what the expert done said. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. One thing. Just one thing. Only believe. The old hymn writer used to sing, only believe, only believe. All things are possible if you will only believe. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. As I come to a close, story was told about this missionary. There was a missionary up in Kansas that had a little girl that was born a cripple. Her arms was 2 inches short. And her legs, she had a problem with her knees. They wouldn't bend. And so this little girl was suffering for 12 years. They had taken her to different doctors and all the experts had said there's nothing that can be done for her. She's just going to be a cripple all her life. But this little girl was reading her Bible. And she started reading how Jesus healed the sick and how Jesus opened up the eyes of the blind and made even the lame to walk. And the little girl said, Mama, why don't we just pray that God would heal me. And so the mama, even though she believed in God, she didn't want the girl to get her hopes up. So she said, baby, God don't heal everybody like that today. And the little girl said, well, even though God may not heal everybody, do he heal anybody today? And she said, yeah, he still healed, you know, somebody today. She said, why don't we pray that I be one of those somebodies that he healed? And so they both prayed. The little girl got in bed and went to sleep that night. But then early the next morning, she woke up screaming and hollering, Mommy, Mommy, come quick, come quick, come quick. And so the mama ran into the room. She said, what's wrong, baby? She said, nothing wrong. She said, look at me, Mama. I'm healed. Like that little girl said, yes, God don't heal everybody, but he still heals somebody. And I believe if you got faith enough, you can be one of them somebodies that he heals. Don't be afraid, only believe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for your word. Take this word, use it to bring honor and glory to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. And for his sake we pray. Amen.
Bread of life. Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.